This story is from When Things Fall Apart, Heart Advice for Difficult Times by Pema Chodron. Once there was a young warrior. Her teacher told her that she had to do battle with fear. She did not want to do that. It seemed too aggressive. It was scary. It seemed unfriendly. But the teacher said she had to do it and gave her the instructions for the battle. The day arrived. The student warrior stood on one side and fear stood on the other. The warrior was feeling very small, and fear was looking big and wrathful. They both had their weapons. The young warrior roused herself and went towards fear, prostrated three times, and asked, "May I have permission to go into battle with you?" Fear said, "Thank you for showing me so much respect that you asked permission." Then the young warrior said, "How can I defeat you?" Fear replied, "My weapons are that I talk fast and I get very close to your face. Then you get completely unnerved and you do whatever I say. If you don't do what I tell you, I have no power. You can listen to me and you can have respect for me. You can even be convinced by me. But if you don't do what I say, I have no power." In that way, the student warrior learned how to defeat fear. This is how it actually works. There has to be some kind of respect for the jitters, some understanding of how our emotions have the power to run us around in circles. That understanding helps us discover how we increase our own pain, how we increase our confusion, how we cause harm to ourselves. Because we have basic goodness, we have basic wisdom, basic intelligence, we can stop harming ourselves and harming others.